Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and grateful to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News brings back really a very wonderful guest that we've had with us. We have with us speaker, life coach, and also author, Christine Rose. And she is the founder of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting. And today we really have a very special episode because, again, as everyone knows out there, the Me Too movement has been very strong. And the meaning behind the Me Too movement has to do with really a lot of abuse that many women have suffered. And with this special segment today, Christine Rose is really going to discuss a few of those things. And really, to anyone out there that's tuning in today, if any one of you has ever suffered from any form of abuse or know anyone else that has, just about all of us out there know someone which has. Again, please grab a cup of coffee again, find somewhere very quiet, and really take out the time to really listen to this show because our special guest today, Christine Rose, again, may possibly give you information that may change your life forever. It is now Wednesday, the 23rd of October, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Christine, or if you want to hear any one of our previous segments with her, they are all archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. We're also a big part of social media. We are on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media and also visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And again, on any one of those platforms, you'll have access to any one of our shows, our show today with Christine and the shows that we've had with her in the past as well. Now, again, speaking on what I touched on a minute ago, as far as abuse, it's something that's really kept quiet to many of us that have gone through it. We really don't have many people that we could reach out to for help. Some of us feel ashamed, and we really shouldn't. So many times women suffer from abuse, and it's never their fault, yet for some reason some people feel that it is. Which is why we do have this very special guest with us, back with us again today, Christine Rose. I'm not going to take up too much time with the intro. She has so much important information to give. Without further ado to our audience today, I'm very proud to present to you speaker, coach, founder of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting, and also author of soon-to-be-released book, Life Beyond Me Too. Creating a safer world for mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Miss Christine Rose. How are you doing today, Christine?
Hi, Matthew. I am doing well, and thank you. It's such a pleasure and honor to be with you, and thank you. Hello to the listeners, too. I hope you're doing well, too. I'm having my coffee with you. I'm coming from the kind of the Seattle area, so I've got my coffee. You got yours. Let's have a conversation.
Yes, and Christine, we are speaking on a very important topic today, but before anything, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Christine Rose?
Okay. Yeah, and you know, with the audience, I'm going to go ahead and turn around because I'm a coach, and I'm going to ask you that question. Who exactly are you, audience listener, today? And go ahead and take some time today or this week and sit down and with the journal and get real clear. I am, you know, at the core, I have done this work, and so I'm a woman who envisions a better world for people. I'm absolutely about love. My cornerstone value is love, and that means seeing the best in other people and nurturing it to help them grow. So I do this as a coach. I'm a certified psychological safety coach with the Fearless Organization and NewMe.com. And I work with individuals and businesses and leaders to help them to grow and know the truth about themselves and others, and to use the knowledge that they learn about themselves and others to energize and motivate them and to live their best life and make their best contribution in the world and in their businesses.
And doing all of those things, it seems that you're looking to empower people, and now you also have a focus on really touching on some topics that may actually be keeping some people from being empowered as far as abuse. And again, you also have a special story as well. Can you please share with the audience some of your personal journey that's led you to where you are here today?
Yeah, I sure can. And, you know, it's hard to tell a personal story when it was profoundly painful. And until you're on the other side, until your story is at the place where you can really use it as a platform for service. And I'm very fortunate to have been able to get to the other side and to be in this position because I really know what powerlessness feels like. I grew up in a home with three sexual abusers in my home. My first Me Too story happened when I was 5 years old. I know what it feels like to be a victim. And I used to escape my abusive home by staying late at school. I walked so slow. I spent as much time as I could at the library. In high school, I used to live. I took as much time as I could to stay away from my home. And one of my refuge places was Junior Achievement, which was a hands-on entrepreneurship for youth. And their volunteers were my heroes. They were business owners that, you know, I got to learn a little bit about business starting in high school. And like you said, Matthew, it was, you know, secret shame. I didn't talk about the costs I was paying in my life. So fortunately, my story has a happy ending because, you know, we get to grow up, we get to make choices, and we get to move forward. And I now am living in a place of great joy.
And I am so happy that you were able to achieve this joy after going through all of this. And again, so many people never get an opportunity to actually reach that place of joy in their life. And again, it's one of the few reasons of why you did write this book that is soon to be released. If you could please share, I guess, some details of your upcoming book with the audience, Life Beyond Me Too, again, creating a safer world for our mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends.
Yeah, you can find out more about the book by visiting the Life Beyond Me Too Facebook page. It is, I did a lot of research over the last year, and you know, you can't write a book without sitting in your chair and having your hands on the keyboard. So I spent a lot of time doing that over the last year.
Yeah.
And it is about sexual violence in our society. You know, what causes it? It's a coaching handbook, really. So it's about creating awareness. It advocates for social change. It's about helping people increase the understanding of the individual effects that sexual violence has on a person so that we can start making better choices. And it's about envisioning a world and a life where we treat ourselves and others in a way where they're no longer objectified. My heart is breaking for a little girl I read about named Cupcake, who was abducted at a birthday party over the weekend. I'm praying for her safe return. I hope everybody will join me. But, you know, imagine a world where you can go to a birthday party and not have any fear about your children. And, you know, like I was saying to somebody, you know, they couldn't have imagined during the suffrage movement that there would be a life beyond the suffrage movement, you know, because it went on for generations. But I imagine a life beyond Me Too, where we have a global shift in how we view and treat ourselves and others.
And again, so many people out there suffer from abuse and try to keep it quiet. What do you believe is your biggest inspiration for writing this book?
Oh, you know, I was so inspired, Matthew, when I was watching my social media feed and seeing these stories of people who I knew that I never knew they had a story. And then millions of women, you know, and people, not just women, men too, that have experienced sexual violence and harassment. And I have stories of my own. So this, I got to the point where I felt like, wow, the shame goes away when there is compassion and when there's no more secrecy. And I felt like this might be the time where we have an opportunity, a window of opportunity to really change the culture. And I felt a calling to write this book, to share my thoughts and a coach perspective on this topic, to see if I can help add to that movement.
So, Christine, so many women have suffered, again, from so many forms of discrimination and abuse throughout their lives. So, what do you feel are some of the most challenging kinds of abuse that women usually face?
Yeah, and you know, the question really to me is, whatever you've gone through, it's challenging to you. So as the violence gets closer to you, as the offender is someone you know and love, it gets more difficult. And then the depth of violence that associates with the abuse, it increases. So, you know, if you're suffering in your own home, you know, with marital rape or with child sexual abuse in your own home, that's really challenging. But I never would minimize any of the challenges that anybody has faced in their life, because all of them, all of those impact our systems physically, impact our psyches, impact our emotions. And, you know, we all are at some level needing to face our challenges. And so I wouldn't minimize anything anybody's gone through.
It seems possible, but again, we know that many girls and women who suffer abuse while in the home again, sometimes by loved ones. As you explained, it's the hardest form of abuse to really overcome. So who do they reach out to for help? How do they overcome a situation like that?
Right. So the first thing is to recognize that, you know what, if somebody's listening now and they are going through this, I want to encourage you to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799-7233. So just give them a call and just tell them what you're going through. You don't have to change your situation right away, but you could just reach out and talk to somebody. Because so many times when people are being abused at home, they're at risk and their risk is high. And they also, and abusers don't just sexually or physically abuse, they mentally beat down a victim so that they don't believe their worth. But I want to say to you, if you're listening, if you are somebody who's going through this challenge, you deserve better. You are worth more. You are infinitely precious. There's no one in the world exactly like you. No one has your fingerprints, thumbprints. Nobody has your iris scan. You are one unique, amazing person, and you deserve to reach out for help. So go ahead and call that number. It's 1-800-799-7233. One thing, Matthew, that abusers do is sometimes they isolate people and they don't have a phone, they don't have access to a phone. But maybe at work they can get on the internet and they can just Google, you know, National Domestic Violence Hotline, or they can Google RAINN, R-A-I-N-N, which is like a rape incest national network, right? RAINN.org, RAINN.org. And if you suspect that someone's an abuser in your home, I would check these resources out, because people are precious and we deserve to be treated with respect. And these are resources that can help you.
And it's good that you did mention that, and especially you being a victim of that, especially at such a young age. Often, again, child abuse, that goes on for so many years. And again, why do you feel that is? And how would they go about looking for help? What I really want to also know, I'm sorry, I have so many questions, but if you can also explain the signs of what to look for a child that is being abused.
Yeah, so it oftentimes happens in homes where there's like an imbalance of power. And, you know, when you're a child, there's always an imbalance of power. But if there's somebody oftentimes the abuser grew up in an abusive home, and so it can be generational. It's not always, and oftentimes it happens when there are people who are addicted to pornography in a home. Not always, but it happens in a place where there isn't psychological safety, which is that ability to bring up anything, no matter what, and know you're going to be loved and you're going to be listened to. And so as an adult, you want to create an environment that's safe, that you can be that go-to person, that child always can go to you and tell you anything without fear of repercussion, or, you know, I mean, that you deal with them in a way that's not adding to volatility in their life, and that that trusted adult in a home, you know, always is aware of what's happening. And so you can't be everywhere all the time. You can't always protect your children. But if you can be the person that they can always talk to, because abusers force kids into secrecy, often through threats of violence to themselves or to other people that they love. And you know, being able to help that child know that no matter what, you know, they don't have to be the person who protects you. You're the person who protects them, and they can tell you anything. And yeah, as far as signs of abuse, I would go to the RAIN.org site again. But, you know, when a child all of a sudden becomes sexualized and starts self-objectifying or self-sexualizing, or if they all of a sudden stop talking or get depressed or whatever,
yeah.
It may not be abuse, but that's a time where you want to start asking questions and just really give that child safety and give them the ability to know that they can talk to you and that they can get help from you.
Okay. And again, I thank you very much for sharing that with the audience. Can you give them that website information one more time?
Yeah, so then it's RAINN.org.
Okay.
And yeah, if they can help, they can help you. It's the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, and it's a nonprofit in the U.S. It's the largest in the U.S. that is anti-sexual assault organization. And you know, this doesn't just go for abuse in the home. This helps you with resources no matter where you are. So if you're in the workplace and there's an imbalance of power, if you're, you know, if you're being stalked or whatever, I mean, this is a resource for any kind of sexual violence to provide resources to somebody who's a victim or who wants to help someone. So I would highly recommend going to that website.
And to everybody tuning in today that is in this situation or looking for help, who I also very much recommend is our guest today, which is a survivor. She has been through it, and she's found a way to overcome. And Christine, if you could very quickly share with the audience some of the services that you provide and how people can really get in touch with you and work with you, people that do need help.
Yeah, and actually my services have moved a little bit from life coaching and more into business and executive coaching. So I'm working with people who are in careers or, you know, mostly business owners actually, and leaders, and helping them to create psychological safety in their teams. Because if you don't have that, it, you know, there's not trust, there's not innovation that's possible, because it's really the key. In fact, Google did a study of 15,000 of their employees and found that the number one factor in determining team effectiveness is psychological safety. It's that ability to bring up anything and to know that no matter who you are, the team values you, and you're going to be able to bring that input and that truth. So there's a real high trust level there. So I provide services like assessments to help organizations know what that psychological safety is in their teams, assessments to help them know more about the people who they're working with and how to get along with them better. And I also provide coaching. So that's the work I do. The book that I wrote was really more about sharing my experience and my vision for a safer world. And so I'm doing a little bit of speaking about the book, and people can get in touch with me about that.
Okay. And where can
the
audience go to get a copy of this upcoming book?
Yeah, right now it's available for pre-order, and it's at redemption-press.org. And you do the /shop and /life-beyond-metoo, and you can pre-order. It's coming out in December 2019, and so you can pre-order there. You can also go to the Facebook page, it's Life Beyond Me Too Facebook page, and you can, you know, join that and learn more about how to support this work.
So, Christine, in the end, What do you hope people really take away from this book?
Well, you know, I hope that people create some awareness of the high costs that we are paying for sexual violence. And really, there's a lot of information about what it's costing us as a society, what it's costing us as individuals to tolerate this, and, you know, what feeds into it, and what might choices might we make that could really change things for us and change the game at this point in time. And I'm hoping that they take away a vision of a possibility of a world that is really safer for everybody, where there are no more worries about people being kidnapped from birthday parties, or, you know, no more abuse, no more sexual violence, whether you're, you know, male, female, you know, a lot of people experience this kind of thing now. I'm really hoping people take away a vision of a world where this is not our common experience anymore. And a sense of responsibility to contribute to making that vision happen.
And you do, again, offer other services. Where can people go to get more information about that as well and sign up for one of those programs?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I have one coaching program that's really accessible. It's called the WINS program, W-I-N-S. And you can find out about that on my website at www.christinerose.coach. I don't have the .com. They wanted almost $25,000 for that, and that was a little beyond my marketing budget. But www.christinerose.coach, and look at programs. And for, you know, if somebody's listening and you own a business and you want to create a harassment proof business and psychological safety in your teams, you can contact me there and schedule a free strategy session on my website at www.christinerose.coach.
Oh, and is that for, I guess, management, or can people on the lower level, would this benefit them as well, regular business workers?
Most of my clients are business owners or leaders. And definitely if somebody who's working is looking for information, or they, you know, need help getting connected to resources, they can reach out to me and I can point them in a direction that might help them out.
Okay. And we have about a minute left, Christine. Speaking again on a topic that's hit so close to home for all of us, what are your parting words for the audience today, for anyone that is tuning in today that's really on the fence about seeking help for this? What are your parting words for them?
Yeah, I want to say to you that you are so valuable and precious, and that you absolutely deserve to be treated with the utmost respect and care. And you know, start with believing that. Start with believing that, and with accepting that, and then with saying, okay, what's the first step I can take? And maybe it's calling this 800 number. Maybe it's looking at the website. Maybe it's telling somebody at work what's going on. I know somebody, I actually personally know somebody who owns a business that helped an employee escape an abusive situation, that because she was courageous and told her team at work, and they were able to help her get out. So, you know, believe in yourself enough to find trustworthy people, or go ahead and call that 800 number that we had mentioned earlier.
Okay, and can you very quickly again give them your website address and also the link address to where they can get a copy of your book?
Yes, it's www.christinerose.coach. And you can go to redemption-press.com, and it's /shop bit.ly/life-beyond-me-too. That's going to take you right to the book page.
Okay, and we're just about out of time today. I thank everybody in the audience for joining us. Please visit any one of our social media sites or accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. We will definitely have Christine back with us again in the future. So everyone, again, that is keeping up with our episodes with Christine, please go to blogtalkradio.com if you do miss any one of our previous segments. And I thank you all for joining us, and I thank our special guests for joining us today, speaking again on a very important topic. Thank you for joining us today, Christine. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew. You as well.
All right. Bye.